Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we got Larry on his mountaintop. How are you doing, Larry?
Working with my binoculars, looking way off. Lots going on.
Yeah, it seems like. Let's start out with this Melania Trump's tree decorations. I made mention of the red trees, the red dot on Donald Trump, and the, what do they call that thing that's going on, the Game of Thrones. And that was
where they
had their red wedding, right?
That's right.
So anyway, I looked up the color red. Red is the color of fire and blood. So it is associated with energy, war, danger, strength, power, determination, as well as the passion, desire, and love. Red is a very emotionally intense color. It enhances human metabolism, et cetera. So then I went a little further with it, and I'd like you to comment on it, because there's a message here somewhere. The First Lady was not around to explain the color, but her office had a ready explanation. The choice of red is an extension of the pales or stripes found in the presidential seal designed by our founding fathers. It is symbolic of valor and bravery. Now, abroad, it's also the color of sick Christmas trees. Now, this is interesting, and, you know, it's probably a far reach, but it's kind of interesting. Ukraine renamed the areas around the Chernobyl reactor disaster as a red forest after lethal radioactivity turned green pine trees red in 1986. What do you think?
Wow, that's really interesting. And I felt all along that this thing that Melania had done with the Christmas decorations was some type of subliminal message, if you will, or a clue, if we could pick up on it. And what's interesting, too, also the day about the time she did the Christmas tree, she also went to the Red Cross, and she was wearing a pair of red pants to make up packages for our troops overseas. So, you know, I don't know if there's any messages there, but certainly worth a look. And then suddenly we have this dot up here on the President Trump, you know, during his meeting at the Christmas, White House Christmas celebration.
Yeah, here's the headline. Red laser dots, they say, float on President Trump's chest and face during White House speech. Now, somebody said it's a camera, and it's just a camera red light that is reflecting off glass, so it's possible. But just days after, former CIA director John Brennan, who is a deep state communist, publicly said that President Trump looked like a third world despot just before he was deposed, which means, of course, removed from power by force. Red laser dots appeared on the president while he was giving a speech before the lighting of the White House Christmas tree. And former CIA Director John Brennan on Tuesday slammed President Trump. Now, you may remember also that old man Bush, when that was quite a while ago, this was before he was elected, but it looked like he was going to win. They asked Bush about Trump, and he took his thumb and went across his neck with it. That's what he thought about Trump. Kill him. basically. And, you know, when you talk about Brennan, Brennan is a deep state communist. He lied to Congress. Nothing's being done about that. Clapper's another one that lied about to Congress. Nothing is being done about that. And then we got this poor guy Manafort, and they're nailing him for lying to Congress. So if the American people are so stupid and brain dead that they can't figure out that we're involved almost at the end of a communist coup, then they deserve to go under communism. They deserve to go to the FEMA camps, and they deserve to be done away with. What more can you say about it? I mean, everywhere he looks, whatever Trump says, does, whatever, they're out to get him. And my take would be that that's a warning to Trump about a possible assassination attempt. That's how I would read it. What do you think? Do you think this all ties together somehow? And remember the Red Wedding that was what? That was where everybody was murdered, right?
Yeah, that was the Game of Thrones movie. And if you'll remember, it was some time back, President Trump came out and, you know, with a some type of ad out of the White House that appeared like he was using a Game of Thrones terminology. And, of course, HBO was mad. The left was mad. You know, everybody was mad. But what's interesting is two of the real interesting parties in Game of Thrones, one of them was Barack Hussein Obama, you know, who followed it closely, and also Donald Trump and Melania followed it closely. And I know for people that hasn't kept up with any Game of Thrones at all, it's very interesting because the Red Wedding, that was very symbolic, and it was related to the blood spilled when suddenly the powers that be, in other words, you know, the king and some of the lords actually decided to take a lord and his family called the Starks out, and they slaughtered. They had a wedding, invited them to the wedding, and in the wedding slaughtered all of these people, secretly.
Yeah.
And tried to destroy the whole family. And that's what makes you wonder, is Melania Trump leaving a clue? I mean, it's a thought.
Yeah, there's something here. None of this stuff happens by accident. And all the trees are bright red. And it comes, like you were saying, and as the article said, right after Brennan talks about Trump being deposed or destroyed, basically, taken out by force. So it makes you wonder if this is not a warning or whatever. You know, they did the same thing to JFK. I don't think he was smart enough to figure out what they were doing. But now when you look back at JFK, they claim the Masons led him through a whole ritual before he was assassinated. Had he known what the ritual was, then he might have had a clue. There is a video, though, of JFK with his brother joking about which way he should fall when a bullet hits his head. And it does make you wonder if, you know, the whole thing is orchestrated by Satan, of course. But, you know, they're not above if they'd assassinate Kennedy, they'd assassinate Trump without any problem at all, right?
Yeah, and also what's interesting, he's really not happy right now with the activities of the Fed, you know, the World Bank and the Fed, and really, you know, actually he's doing some of the same works that JFK did before he was assassinated.
Yeah, you don't fool with the money changers. And John Kennedy produced a United States note, not a Federal Reserve note, a United States note, $2. It was a paper money, a $2 bill, and it was a United States note, not Federal Reserve. And that was a clue to the rich men of the earth that they were going to have to move against Kennedy and get rid of him, among other things. And I think the UFO situation was part of that as well. And who's ever going to know for sure what is really going on here? There's an interesting, I want your take on this. Remember 11-11, and today is an 11-11-11, being the 29th of November is an 11. 2 plus 9 is an 11, and 2018 is an 11. So we are in an 11-11-11 day. But here's an interesting thing. Seismic sensors first picked up the event originating near in Africa. Alarm bells started ringing as far away as Chile, also Canada, and everything, all over the world, basically. The event that seismologists recorded on 11-11-2018, to begin with, these two or three main waveforms. Second, this event also lacked the shock of earthquakes. Nobody felt it. Nobody felt anything. And yet they have this seismic wave that went through the whole earth. Have you found anything on it, or did you know about it?
Yeah, I knew about it. I read it and was watching very closely, and I remarked to you today that we simply are not having enough earthquakes. There's not a release of pressure in normal earthquake activity that we should be having, and so I'm kind of got my antenna up over that. But this was a very strange, as they report, some type of energy wave that went completely through the planet and
yes.
Was recorded by seismograph, but they're not sure where it came from.
Yeah, it does make you wonder if this is just part of the disquieting of the core of the earth. You know, like that Norwegian
Anton
prophet
Johan-
said.
Yeah,
Johansson. Do you think that's part of that, maybe? They're having more and more very very odd waveforms. They're even picking them up on all the various satellites and whatnot. And a lot of it seems to be coming from Antarctica region. So who knows, I guess, what it is. You sent out a Torah code that you had received. I don't know if you got the actual cord or whether it's just being worked on. French President Macron prophesied to be put away. Is there any more news
yeah.
on that?
No, I tell you what I did, though. I got this from Tom Mack, you know, Professor Tom Mack.
Yes.
And this is a Torah code or a Bible code that Fabrice Beck did. You know, Fabrice Beck was from France. And
mm-hmm.
he was living in France, and he ran that code because the new president, Macron, was coming in. And, of course, you know right now they're having riots in Paris. You know, he's
yes.
highly unpopular, and, you know, he's, you know, connected with Merkel closely in the you know, their deep state. But that's really interesting. When I got it, though, I sent it to you. I'll tell you what, I sent a copy to Barry Rothman, and also
uh-huh.
Lazerson and Richard Shaw to see if they can look at it and what responses they might give back later on.
Yeah. Wild stuff. Okay, I want to go down here, scroll to the news. Overseas, not good, folks. There's, I guess, what do you say, Larry? Looks like Russia's prepping, and it looks like Ukraine's prepping for major war.
Yeah, without a doubt. And what's shocking is the latest report, if true, and I actually got it from Hal Turner. Let me read that real quick because I'd kind of like
mm-hmm.
your opinion of that. Says this is Hal Turner today. Says Ukraine requests Turkey bar Russian military vessels from the Bosphorus Strait entering a time of war now. says, does this bring the dire prophecy of Vilna Gaon, so on, and you know, the Jewish sage, and you're familiar with that, Stuart. And I read a little bit further down in his report of Hal's, and he says the treaty governing the Bosphorus Strait was set on July the 20th, 1936, and what that treaty that's still in effect says, if there's a world military somewhere out there operating, you know, against other countries, any countries, then Turkey can bar them from using that strait. And what would happen, Stuart, as the Ukraine, if they requested them to shut down that strait to Russian military, that means the Russian military could not come down back into the Black Sea or vice versa. So that would be an act of war, probably. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it would. I don't think Putin would put up with it for a second. But you're right, as far as what it says, if that's what they're going on. Now, here's the interesting part of the prophecy, which I think everybody should listen to very carefully, because part of it's already come true. Just before his death in 1797, an exceedingly well-respected Jewish sage known as Vilna Gaon left his followers with a prophetic statement about two specific events that would happen just before the appearance of the Messiah. After being held as a closely guarded secret for over 200 years, Rabbi Moshe, I can't pronounce that, a great grandson of Vilna Gaon, shared the full prophecy publicly for the first time in 2014. The text of the Vilna Gaon's prophecy was reported by Rabbi Lazar Brody, an American-born Hasidic rabbi. Okay, this is what it says. When you hear that the Russians have captured the city of Crimea, you should know that the times of the Messiah have started. Now, when did they take Crimea, Larry? That was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, not over a couple of years ago. It's very recent.
Okay, so then it says this, and when you hear that the Russians have reached the city of Constantinople, you should put on your Sabbath clothing and don't take them off, because it means that the Messiah is about to come any minute. Now, isn't that interesting? Because Russia captured Crimea, and Russia invading the Turkish city of Constantinople, now Istanbul. So, the first prophecy was arguably fulfilled in 2014 when they resumed control. What Ukraine is asking to be done with the closing of the Bosphorus Strait to Russian vessels could, if Turkey applies an incorrect interpretation of the treaty, result in a fight between Russia and Turkey with Istanbul, formerly Constantinople, directly at the center of the trouble. If the Turks apply an incorrect interpretation of the treaty and close the strait, Russia would have to cause to take Istanbul and gain back control. So I think we are going to see a war over there, Larry. That's my take on it. I mean, after all, half of the prophecy has already been fulfilled, and it's now looking like the rest of it is soon going to be. What do you think?
Yeah, well, what's so interesting about this also, if you'll remember this cursed strait, this bridge at Crimea, part of that was because of Russia taking Crimea and put that bridge where they could, move stuff back and forth. Part of this bridge, if true, if our information is accurate, involving a possible nuke, like a battlefield nuke.
Yes.
If that's true, then that appears to be a move by the Ukraine to start a war to try to capture back Crimea. So this is all tied together, and then now we've got the Ukrainians talking with Turkey about blocking that strait, where they can, Russia would be, their ships right now off Syria would be trapped in the Mediterranean, and they couldn't get their Black Sea fleet there, or they couldn't get any of those out back to the Black Sea if the Crimean situation explodes. So this is something we need to watch.
Yeah, it seems very, very odd. I know a lot of people, if you listen to U.S. news, it's all Russia's fault. I cannot believe that Putin would allow what happened unless they did know that there was a suitcase nuke or whatever you want to call it on board that tug. And there were reports that they threw something overboard, and I guess they're looking for it. But Russia has said they're not going to release those sailors for at least 2 weeks, if not more. And the Ukraine, of course, is pounding their chest like a gorilla, but they're no match. They're no match at all for the Soviet operations. And I call them Soviet on purpose because I have never believed there was a really total breakup. That was, who was it, Gorbachev, who said, well, all this breakup stuff is for glasnost and perestroika. It's all a sham to put the West to sleep so that they'd think that the Soviet Union had actually broken up when, in fact, it hadn't. And what is telltale to the truth that Gorbachev was saying is when Russia has all their military exercises, all the former Soviet satellite nations take part in it. And, of course, in the book of Ezekiel, I know a lot of people think maybe it's Turkey or it's not Russia, but who is providing all the weapons of war to all those enemies of Israel? Pretty obvious who it is. It's Russia. And now we got some situation developing in Syria. Can we get into that a little bit? What's going on there? It seems like Israel is... Well, maybe before we leave that, we should go to the S-400s that Russia is putting into Crimea. What's going on there?
Well, it's what you know, this tells you that Putin is a chess player because... What he's doing, according to reports, the Ukraine, Poroshenko has, talked with NATO, the Secretary General, and there are calls now from Germany and France and others, England, to send a fleet of ships, a NATO fleet, if you will, down into the Black Sea. Okay, well, here's the deal. Putin just checkmated the any ships that come in there from NATO because the S-400s, now this is not the S-300s like in Syria. These are the S-400s. That's top of the line missile systems. And he's already begun moving them into Crimea. And the not only the radar systems of the S-400s, but also the missile of the S-400s literally targets the entire Black Sea. That means that, any forces, U.S., NATO, any of the others that come in there, they're going to be really under any time possible missile attack from Crimea. So he checkmated NATO right there, Stuart.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they're underestimating Putin. And not a smart move to do when you always overestimate your enemy. Never underestimate him. And Putin is probably the world's best chess player right now. How many times has he outsmarted everybody anyway? I mean, it's over and over and over again. And they're sitting there with mud on their face trying, well, what happened? So, yeah, this is a deadly game. And because of the time schedules, or the timelines, I guess one could say, and particularly now with this news out of Israel, where they have invited 70 nations to partake in the Third Temple thing. If that is not a prophetic event, I don't know what is. What's your latest on that little situation over there? That sounds really deadly to me.
That's really, really interesting. And, of course, all the rabbis are really in an uproar saying it's time. And if people don't realize and haven't read the post, it's Breaking Israel News is the first one to put it out. And here's the headline. And after I read the headline, I'd like your comment, Stuart, especially with Trump making a statement a couple of days ago. He made a statement to the press, and he said the only reason America is in the Middle East is for Israel. And that's a telling statement. Now, here's the headline, and this is Breaking Israel News today. It says, Sanhedrin invites 70 nations to Hanukkah dedication of the altar for the third temple in Jerusalem. What do you think?
Yeah, and in this article talks about the Noahide laws. A lot of people are not familiar with those seven Noahide laws. Deadly, deadly, deadly Noahide laws. It makes Christians, I don't think you could call them idolaters, but blasphemous. And you can be beheaded for blasphemy under these Noahide laws. These are for the whole world. These seven Noahide laws. Go on Google and just type in Noahide laws and read it for yourself. Very, very deadly stuff. It's in this article, which is kind of a thing that I don't have time to go into who Israel is right now, but Israel is pre-tribulational Israel. It is, but it is not Messiah-led. It is a deception. Go into Jeremiah, and he talks about what Israel is there for. And it's essentially there to take down all the nations of the world. Like Zechariah says, any nation that comes against Israel will be destroyed, basically. And so you have to tie those two comments from Jeremiah, Zechariah, and others as to why the Lord is using Israel for what he's using it for. You got to remember that Israel today is not the millennial Israel. It's a deception that it is going to be the millennial Israel. But you got to remember that they have to go through the time of Jacob's trouble for their rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this whole thing is to get them to understand who Jesus really was, which they have adamantly rejected. Anyway, before we run out of time here, Larry, what's going on over there in Syria? That sounds like that's a hot spot that Russia could get involved in this overnight.
Yeah, we've got to watch this closely because, you know, you and I have been talking a number of shows now talking about the very strange U.S. Air Force attacks, you know, that surprised someone, you know, about involving supposedly the S-300 systems that are now reportedly offline for a period of time, 20 to 30 days maybe. Well, this gives Israel a window. Well, Israel apparently took, I don't know if you saw the post or not on Hal Turner. He said that he was following a lot of Israeli military aircraft activity off the coast of Syria a day or so ago. And then tonight they actually, and matter of fact, I'll just read it here. This is from Debka File tonight. It says, Syria reports wide-ranging Israeli airstrikes in three waves over Damascus, IDF bases in Golan gone black. Syria fires missile at the Golan. And then you're also getting reports, don't know if it's true, but Syria is reporting they shot down one Israeli fighter and shot down four Israeli missiles. And like I say, we don't know, you know, that's coming out of Arab press and Syria press. Israel's denying it. So here we are again at another hot spot. I mean, they're everywhere, Stuart.
Yeah, it is. We're running out of time here. So anyway, what I'd like to do is we'll come on again tomorrow night, if we can, and do a little bit longer show. I want to get into this UN thing because it's very, very deadly what's going on with the United Nations right now at the border, and really deadly for the United States. And I want to get into that. Anyway, good night, everyone. Thanks a lot, Larry. Take care.